Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1,198 of our trek and time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we'll ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on this trek that we call life, sometimes we have questions about life. So our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions that you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we'll strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, I find it a challenge to say no to people and often end up with more commitments than I'm comfortable with. However, if I say no, I worry about these people being unhappy or offended. Why do I feel this way? How can I learn to say no and not end up feeling bad about it or offending the other person? So today let's look at how to say no. There are always endless requests for your time from other people and organizations. This advice is not from a selfish perspective, but to help you to maintain a proper perspective and balance by realizing that you cannot serve others if you are completely drained yourself because you never say no. Do you hate saying no? Are you always saying yes to others at the expense of yourself? I'll admit it, I even find it hard to say no. Whenever someone approaches me about something, whether it's to pick my brain or to assist them on some sort of project, I would always say yes. Part of it was because I didn't want to leave others in a lurch, but part of it was because I didn't want to disappoint people. Another part was that I was afraid that the other person would be unhappy if I said no. Over time, though, I realized that saying yes came with its consequences, because if I kept saying yes to everyone, I would have little time for the things that are my high payoff activities. My days would be filled with things that others wanted from me, with little or no time for things that I needed to accomplish. I would become a slave to other people's agendas. Saying yes when you should be saying no will catch up with you, and you will regularly sacrifice sleep or other projects so that you can be there for everyone, and it won't be long before you become burned out. In an ideal world, we'd want to say yes to everyone. That's understandable. But as you can see from the scenario above, saying yes to everyone isn't the way to go. You need to say no for these following reasons. The first one is to set boundaries. When you don't draw a line between your needs and the needs of other people, people assume that you will give to them by default. When you say no, you start to set boundaries and protect your personal space. The second reason to say no is to have time for your own high payoff activities. These are the important tasks and goals in your life, such as finding your passion, starting a business, or building relations with those that you truly love. Saying no is about protecting your high payoff activities and making sure that you have time for the activities that will produce the greatest results in your life. And the third reason to say no is to care for yourself. Oftentimes, we are so busy saying yes to others that we forget to say yes to ourselves. When was the last time you set some time apart for yourself? Are you neglecting yourself because you're spending all your time on others? Saying no is about caring for yourself and your health. Yet for many of us, we find it tough to say no. And this can be due to the fear of making others unhappy, or the fear of conflict, the fear of being seen as difficult, the fear of disappointing others, the fear of damaging the relationship, or the fear of missing out. Each fear drives us to say yes when we really should be saying no. This is because we don't want to lose the relationship or to be seen as bad, non-caring, or an evil person. While I can empathize, these are the reasons that keep most people saying yes when oftentimes they should say no. And I'm not referring to helping those that are truly in need, but what do you value more, your own time and well-being, or trying to make other people happy? because saying no is realizing the value of your time and what God has put you on earth to do. While you can spend all your time helping others and trying to make them happy, ultimately, this will lead to your own burnout. It is not possible to make everyone happy. Neither should it be your responsibility. We are each responsible for our own happiness, our own peace, and our own joy. For me, I am prone to avoid conflict, and saying yes is a way to prevent conflict. But in the end, this will create the biggest conflict, and that is the conflict within myself when I have competing demands. As you say one yes after another, you will soon realize that the request from others will never end. Unless you draw a line and say no, you'll forever be saying yes to others and no to yourself. This is not healthy long term, nor is it necessarily best for those who are requesting your help. There are many appropriate times that you do need to care for others, but if you burn out because you never say no, you will not have anything to give to others. An empty water jug cannot refresh others. To you, if you value your time and happiness, you need to start saying no at times. Realize that when you choose to say yes to one choice, you are automatically saying no to another choice. Realize that saying no is normal and, in fact, necessary. People reject others on a daily basis, and they're not necessarily anything negative about that. Only by properly taking care of yourself will you have the time and the energy to properly take care of others. Our verse for today is Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. Just say a simple, yes I will, or no I won't. Anything beyond this is from the evil one. And I hope these tips will help you to say no when it is appropriate, realizing that each time you say yes to someone, you are saying no to another person or to yourself. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramp episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on those most important areas of life. So encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,197 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.